This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
You don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the roof. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American
right.
dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Real Side, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And you really do want to be part of the conversation. Don't you love when this happens? I need longer arms. That's what I need. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweet. I mean, I can go on and on with this if you like. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You can also send me an email if you want to, joe@therealside.com. That's joe@therealside.com. I hope you guys had a great 4th Independence Day. Happy birthday, America. Hopefully it wasn't just, barbecue, beer, and beach day. BBB. You know, really, seriously. You came back with all your fingers and toes, everything good, right? And again, I do appreciate everybody who, especially the regulars. You guys that hop into the Facebook feed, the online chat room, what have you, where you can actually talk to each other. Forget about me. I really don't count. Seriously. I just had it up on my screen. If you head up to the website, therealside.com, you can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can give me your email address, because that's really what I want. I want your email address. I send out an email once a week. I let you know what's going on, what we're going to be doing, what we're going to be talking about. All right? And you know what? At least you can decide what nights you want to listen. I'd rather you listen every night, every day. But, I just want to jump in it. I'm chomping at the bit. A federal judge struck down the troubling California sanctuary state law. Said can't, you know, the provisions of that law are so crazy. When they put that, they really believe in Sacramento that they have to answer to no one. They are it. There is no authority higher than them, not even the federal government, except when they want money. When they want your tax money in Arizona, when they want your tax money from Michigan or from New York or from wherever, then all of a sudden they want to go to the federal government and say, hey, look, we've been taxing our people like crazy. We blew all the money for infrastructure. We need $100 billion from the federal tax coffers to fix our dams and roadways. If I lived in another state and California was the way it was, I'd be going, no, you get nickel nothing from us until you fix what you got going on. The federal judge halted enforcement of a troubling California law protecting illegal immigrants. That's right. As of Thursday, he allowed two other so-called sanctuary state provisions to remain, but the mixed ruling the district court judge John Mendez, so you can't say he's an old white guy that hates Hispanics, right? Now, they got to keep two parts of it, but you know what? I'll take it one bite at a time. Thank you. Mendez, an appointment of President George Bush under the agreed with Trump's administration, that California can't enforce a law prohibiting employees from allowing immigration officials on their premises unless they have a warrant. Doesn't work that way when it comes to immigration. And we've seen over and over again where the Supreme Court has said that, yes, when it comes to deportation, there really there's a fine line between due process and simply upholding the law. All right? I mean, you don't have to get a piece of paper for everything. If somebody's in the middle of robbing a bank, you don't go have to get a warrant to shoot him or her. I want equality in there, right? The judge called the provision troubling. You know, it's a restraint that places employers in a real bad position. Menendez said the state had overstepped its authority by impermissibly discriminating against those who choose to deal with federal authorities. The Constitution's Supremacy Clause precludes California. We've been screaming that forever. The Supremacy Clause excludes California from which is really funny because they keep telling the federal government, we're not going to help you enforce immigration law because it's your job to enforce immigration law. However, should you decide to do it, we're going to get in your way and keep you from doing it. They're loons. I keep telling you. There's something going on in Sacramento that is just... they're loons. Mendez refused to block a law requiring the state to review detention facilities where immigrants are held. Another that prevents local law enforcement from providing release dates and personal information on jail inmates. Those laws, Menendez said, did not rise to the level of being an active impediment to federal officials, even if they indicated the state's unwillingness to voluntarily cooperate with them. Now, obviously, the Department of Justice disagreed with them. California's political leadership clearly intends to obstruct federal immigration laws from supporting federal immigration officials from supporting enforcing federal immigration laws. Think about this. They love to get in the way. Look, the way California feels about stuff, the way the legislators feel about stuff, if they don't like it, if they don't want to do it, they're not going to do it because they are it. Look, I know somebody already, I know that Scott Pruitt's resignation is the story of the day. But you know what? He's been problematic for a long time. Yes, he's done what he needs to do. He's done the job basically the way he's supposed to do it and more. But he has too much other baggage. I don't know why he couldn't stop from doing some of the stupid things he was doing. But anyway, back to this. Now, the government sued the state in March on a broader effort to crack down on sanctuary jurisdictions. This isn't going to end soon. At some point in time, when we get the full complement, the right full complement of the Supreme Court, guess what's going to happen? This stuff is going to come back with a vengeance. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side. Be back in just a few minutes. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Frank Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
What are you, a couple of nitwits?
We are back. You listen to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation as a whole. And I mean that sincerely. You know, whether you're doing the, what is it, the Facebook page, the Facebook feed, or you come up on the website, there's also a live feed there as well. I always love it when you're involved and engaged, and I can see what you're trying to say and what have you. And listen, if you're thinking about coming to California, don't. It's really that simple. So don't. It's not that I don't want you here, because if you're listening to the show, it means you have two brain cells to rub together. Don't come here. They just suck the life out of you. You know what I'm saying? And they don't care. And we're going to talk later on about what's going on in San Francisco, where now it's actually starting to financially hurt them. Because, you know, in San Francisco, they don't want to stifle any human being. So you can crap in the street. You can pee in the street. You can shoot up in the street, leave your needle there for somebody to clean up later on. These guys are freaks. I'm telling you. They're not liberals. I'm starting to realize that they're not really... I have friends that are liberal, and they're sane. These are left-wing lunatics. Progressive lunatics. Anyway, let me bring on a guy that may know more about this, because he's, you know, worked in the government, and there's a lot of left-wing lunatics in the government. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black conservative man. Corey, right? I mean, you've worked in the government. There's some real interesting people there. How's that?
Well, first of all, I'd like to wish everyone a happy belated 4th of July. I had a wonderful and awesome birthday in back in Miami with my family and Anna. And I just want to thank everyone for all their birthday wishes, and I hope everyone had a good 4th of July.
And, you had a birthday?
I had a birthday last week. Anyway, let me move on, because I got to get to this, what you're talking about. You know, I come on here pretty much every week, and, you know, we sit up here and we talk about things. And, you know, some of the things, you know, I a lot of people know that I have a lot of land down there in Katy, Texas. So I brought another 5 acres a couple weeks ago. And I was told by the government of the United States that you can no longer buy as much land as you want.
What?
Under grounds of national security, you cannot buy more than 15 or more than 12, I think it's more than 15 acres you can't buy. So the thing of it is, I mean, it's a head scratcher to me, because we live in Texas is a conservative state. They had their liberals and their idiots, but it's more conservative than there's anything. The United States government got in touch with my attorney and told her that I can no longer go no further, because it's under grounds of national security that you can't do it anymore. I said, well, is there some sort of paperwork that's saying it? Because I said, I don't know of any law anywhere in any Midwestern state that says, or even central state that says, that you can't buy as much land as you had the money to buy. And he even told me that that's wrong. So he actually sent her paperwork with the seal on it when I heard that they were land grabbing, and it was basically stopping people from having too much land. And then they have a delegate that's in Texas now, a liberal, that's saying, doing the same thing that they're doing in California and some other Midwestern or central states, that says that if you have this certain amount of land, that they're going to fix it where you have to let illegal immigrants come and stay on your land.
Oh, in California? Oh, yeah. Yeah, Los Angeles is working
on it. No, Texas now.
In Texas?
Texas, they're trying to propose a bill. Okay. Texas, they're trying to propose a bill.
Scratch
and
Texas.
Guess where the bill, guess where the bill went at? Right in the shredder.
Good.
The people were like, are you serious? that crap is not going to work there. Yeah, you know, you can't tell someone, but I mean, that, you know, I currently am a consultant in the government, because they're still trying to hurry and push me out the door, because they already understand actually it was supposed to be tomorrow, been my last day. But, you know, my thing of it is that the government is filled with liberals, and now it's not only filled with liberals, it's filled with socialists. And I want to tell you a quick story that a friend of mine, his dad, has been in the FBI for a long time. And he told me, he told me a long time ago, one day I'm going to sit you down, tell you the history of why we have the situations that we have. So actually, he sat down with me over the holiday, and he told me, he said, you know why we're having so many problems? Because Operation Paperclip, when all of the Nazis was taken, and was trying to escape Germany so they wouldn't be, you know, hung or shot, they came here. And 150 of them was put in the FBI. And he told me this himself. He said 100 of them was working for the FBI. So just think about it. It was 150. And how about the descendants of them who may have been federal agents, and they worked there? So that might be why, not to say that they're Nazis, but, I mean, if they're socialists, then you're not, pretty much. I mean, that's why I say you need to have a part of the show where you get the definition to some people, because there's a lot of people that's walking around here and they're liberals, and they're not really, they're not liberals, they're socialists. And that's not seen the political part of it. That's just the way of life. And if people think that socialism, you know, my lovely wife Anna can tell you, socialism is an organ grinder. Look at these countries. Look at these other countries that's ahead socialism, but it's a soft socialism. You know, I don't understand how people like Ben Jealous, who was the chairman of the NAACP, he's running for office, and all of a sudden now he's calling himself a socialist. So my thing with this is, if the NAACP has socialists, then that's called a communist. So
they think that the young kids, and the young kids do, because they don't know what it is. That's because the young kids believe that socialism is when you take care of people that are in need or in trouble, and you know, they don't realize that under socialism there's no money to take care of people in need or in trouble who need some help. You know what I mean? They don't realize that we already do that. Look at nobody. When you go to an emergency in a hospital here, you don't refuse service because you don't have health insurance. You go into an emergency room, they can't turn you down. So I get the biggest kick out of this, where they say, you know, we're a heartless country, and you know, you could be bleeding to death, you could be dying, and nobody's going to help you, and you can't go to the hospital. That's a line of garbage, and you know it.
Well, we've gone back to 75 again. It's the people against the establishment, and that's what we're doing. We've gone full circle again, because that's exactly what this is. And a lot of people don't know what they're following or who they're following. They're just following that, you know, whatever's hip or trendy. And that's what the young people, because they haven't been taught anything. They haven't been educated to tell anything about capitalism or conservatism.
Yeah, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mazzini, your host. Guess who's with me? I'm not telling you. You'll have to go back and find out. We'll be back in a minute. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Mazzini here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
President Trump is currently en route to Montana, where he is holding a rally tonight. Now, Senator Steve Daines will be with the president. Daines talked about how big of a deal it is to have the president coming to Montana.
We're thrilled to have President Trump out to Montana. The people of Montana are huge fans of President Trump. He's going to get a very, very warm welcome in Great Falls, Montana this afternoon.
The race is on to rescue 12 boys and their soccer coach from a cave in Thailand. It's expected to rain this weekend, so divers are racing against the clock to do what they can to rescue the boys and their coach. Nick Zweig is a former U.S. Navy SEAL. He talks about how there has to be a plan in place already should something go wrong.
My guess is they've already got a contingency plan in the cave already. I can guarantee you at this point, if they got food and water, they've got a way to get them out in an emergency.
Yeah.
It just probably isn't the best circumstance. They're probably rehearsing how they're going to pull them out right now.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
Seems everything I buy these days has got a foreign name. From the kind of car I drive.
I got a nighttime camera, a Sony color TV.
But the one that I love is from the USA, standing next to me.
My baby is American baby.
We are back. We are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Get engaged. Do something. That's the other thing. Do something. All those Maronis yesterday who thought it was barbecue beach and burger day or beer day, whatever you prefer. I mean, seriously, I'm just amazed, and I hope some of you caught the show, and if you didn't, go back and get some of the segments, because if you really want to clean out your intestinal tract, the best way to do it is to listen to those Maronis on the beaches who have no clue as to when we fought, what we fought for, who, you know, I mean, just all of that, you know, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Corey Duncan joins me, as he does every week, and I always appreciate the time that he spends with me and the enlightenment that he gives us. Corey, thanks for being with me.
Always a pleasure to appear, and I would like to say hello to all of my family, all active and non-active military, especially to my brothers in the United States Marine Corps, Semper Fi, and Ubra.
I always get a kick out of you guys, and on Memorial Day, I got a bunch of friends of mine that are Marines, and they all said the same thing. Don't ever call them an ex-Marine, because they're never an ex-Marine. Okay? You may not be on active duty right now, but you're never an ex-Marine. Seriously. You guys never quit, do you?
Absolutely.
You know.
Absolutely. Hey, look, you know, one thing is definitely, I went to a lot of activities down at Quantico yesterday, Quantico, the Marine headquarters, and also went to the Pentagon. They had something activity there yesterday, and you know the funny thing about it is all of the activities that was for all of the military yesterday was awesome, and it was just like, you know, it wasn't a big showing of people because it was just so blistering hot yesterday, and it's been like that on the East Coast for a minute. And, you know, it was really heartwarming, and I was very, very humbled by all of the handshakes and thank yous that that we received yesterday. And, you know, it just makes it all well worth it. But what makes it even worth it more is not to be discouraged by a bunch of idiots and a bunch of people that do not understand what freedom and the cost of freedom is for. I mean, that people have died and given the ultimate sacrifice. You know, to sit and say that is one thing, and to sit and to understand and take a look at all the people that's in combat, that's been maimed and everything else, that's physically or mentally, is you know, it's hard to describe. And, you know, it's just a lot of people don't understand exactly what war is about. They think war is a joke. They think, you know, especially a lot of the liberals that believe that, you know, I go through the airport. And, you know, I come through the airports and everything, or I go to the store and, you know, they look at me when I have my Marine shirt on or something or gear, and they look at me just like, you know, either they want to say they hate me or they don't like me or whatever. I don't know what it is, but that's because they don't understand the sacrifices that have been made. And it's not just only by military people. There's other people that have made sacrifices. That's been in our intelligence apparatus and everything else. So, you know, everyone in this country, everything that has to do with the military or the intelligence apparatus of this country is not socialist or liberal. You know, we have a lot of patriots, but there's more liberals and Democrats, you know, undercover liberals at the top than any civilian agencies. I wouldn't say in the military, but I would definitely say in the civilian agencies. And that's because everything is political. And in the military, nothing's political. We do whatever we have to do, no matter who the commander in chief is. It doesn't matter. When Barack was commander in chief, if he asked me, if he gave me an order to do something, I'd do it because that's my job. That's what I'm supposed to do. It has nothing to do with him. It has to do about what the job I do for this country and for the love of this country.
You know, you talk about the love of this country. There was a recent poll done, and college kids, mostly college kids, say that they're not proud to be Americans. Now, the poll was a little skewed. The poll was a little disingenuous, if you would, because what they're putting out there right now is that we're at the lowest rate ever, that only 47% of Americans are proud to be Americans. But here's the deal. So they use extremely, and they use the word very, okay? Are you very proud or extremely proud? And what they ended up doing was they only used the number for extremely proud. Because the very proud number was in, I think it was 30-some-odd percent. So it brought it up to almost 80% of the people, you know, were proud or very proud to be or extremely proud to be Americans. They played the game. But even so, 47% of the kids on college campuses were not proud, are not proud to be Americans. What do you, I mean, you know what's causing that?
Well, we know what's causing that. It's basically the people, it's even before then. They've been taught already and groomed for that. So when they get to a higher level of education, then each one teaches the other person about socialism is hip, and we need to step away from capitalism and this and that, that and this. You know, me and Anna had this discussion the other day about, you know, and me actually meeting public relations rep, Fluffy, or Erica Reynolds. We had the same discussion. And, you know, back in the day, you know, when I went to Gulf War I, there was a lot of people that came in and offered the GI Bill. And when they came in the GI Bill, they thought that, okay, I come in and, oh, well, you know, I had a lot of them that told me that, and I just looked at them kind of silly. They were like, well, I'm just here because I need to go to school. This was before the Gulf War, one, and it was like before they invaded Iraq, invaded Kuwait. But anyway, they were like, you know, I'm just here just to go to school. And I'm looking at them like, if there's a war, it's not going to matter whether you go to school or not. You're going to get a weapon, and you're going on a battlefield. Do you think you're just coming here just to go to school? I said, first of all, I was in school, and I got pulled out of school to go there. But I had no problems. I didn't fight. I didn't kick. I didn't battle. Let's go. I mean, because I understood that even so, I have a sports There were scholar students at Texas A&M. We were more than happy to go because they're more conservative. But then you had the other ones that were like, which was a low percentage. I would say like maybe 2%. Wasn't that many. Or even one. It probably was 1%. And they were like, well, no offense intended. I saw a lot of this out of the people that was in the Army. A lot of people that was back then. No offense intended. But the thing of it is, they were like, well, I'm here for the bill, GI Bill. I'm just here to go to school, learn something. And I'm like, are you serious? Do you not know that if there's a war breaks out, your behind is gone?
No, they don't know that. You know, and they don't understand how real that is. Come on, you deal with some of these kids, and they are kids, okay? They don't realize how real war is, how real, you know, danger is. And I'm always amazed when I see what some of these people say that are in the active military today. They really don't get it, do they?
Well, if someone doesn't get it, are you talking about as far as about college or
just the college? Because young people in the military that they've nailed, doing certain things and no, I'm not going to fight for this and no, I hate this country. It's like, what the heck are you doing in the military to protect this country? But you hate the country. You must want something, right?
Well, one thing you're absolutely told by any drill instructor or anything. When I was a DI, instructor, tell them, this is not about politics. By no means did you come. Well, then I have yet to see any drill instructor come in and say, well, look, are you a Democrat or you're Republican? Hey, look, I tell them like any other drill instructor tell them, if you're here. Guess what? I'm your mama, I'm your daddy, and they're your brothers and sisters. So guess what? If you're going to fight, whether you're black, white, Jewish, they're all Americans, guess what? You're going to fight side by side.
Well, we got to go for a break. You can fish that on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Come on back, because Corey's going to join us after the break as well.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, the name you can trust.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $1,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
They can't be doing what they're doing, but they are.
To the Real Side on GCN Live. Come on, some of you remember that, don't you? Well, maybe you don't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-GRILL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And listen, head up to the website, realside.com. You can watch live, you can listen live, you can take the poll, you can buy my book, Ramblings of a Right-Wing Bible-Thumping White Guy, all that stuff you've been taught to be afraid of and to hate or whatever, and you don't have to. Really don't. Don't listen to them. Look at what they're doing to the world. They're screwing things up all over the place. Do not listen to them. They don't have a clue. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Let me bring him on. I know he's chomping at the bit to get here. Corey Duncan joins us, our mad black conservative man. I won't tell him where you're from, but, man, always get an appreciation. Corey, I got to tell you something. I was out at two events. And in one of them, we were talking, I go, you know what? I don't listen to your show that often, but I always make sure I catch that mad black guy. So maybe they don't know your name yet, but they love what you have to say. They love the fact that you're not afraid to say what needs to be said, you know? So,
Once again, I thank you for allowing me to come on. You and Tammy are... I also thank everyone that's in the chat room, everyone that supports this show, and all conservative speakers and podcasts and broadcasters. And thank everyone for tuning in. I mean, I'm not just a regular, ordinary guy that, you know, served this country. You know, I'd like to say also again to give my book a plug. It'll be out September 24th. If you can't make it, Houston, Texas, Barnes & Noble in the Galleria in Houston, Texas, Black Patriot. And it's just, you know, it's going to be an awesome book because it talks about a young man that grew up in the Queens Projects via Baltimore, Maryland, Baltimore City. And it's about growing up in the ghetto, well, not the ghetto, but, you know, pretty much the hood, and being a conservative. And you know, while everyone else around you is just hardcore Democrat. But there's a lot of twists and turns to it. It's very intriguing. And I just hope that everyone will enjoy it. But the thing of it is you know, I thank that, and I'm humble. I'm humble, and I'm very surprised because, you know, my Facebook friends that didn't like too much that I had to say when I was on there, so, you know, but it's okay. No hard feelings, because me and Anna don't miss Facebook at all. Actually, it's been a true pleasure, and now, you know, our life is going along very well, and we don't have to worry about all of the trolls and the haters and the people that's...
No, there's no haters.
We're running the grassroots conservative movement through our family, and we don't need Facebook. And we don't need that drama that goes along with it. So, you know, and it's good that you don't have it either, or, you know, with you being associated with Facebook. But Facebook is a problem. And one day I would like for you to have me come on. I can tell the real thing that's behind Facebook, because I got some things I got to tell some people that I don't think a lot of people know about, that who's on the chairman of the board of Facebook. And it's not just Mr. Zuckerberg, but it's someone else that's developing now. Our systems for tracking with Google and all other places, but I'm not going to get into that right now. That's a thing for another show.
Well, you know, it's really funny. Is that you heard what they did yesterday, right? That they actually they were blocking the content of the declaration from being put up and posted all over the place. So it was interesting, right? because the quote unquote automatic algorithms was marking it as hate speech and wouldn't allow it to be posted.
Right.
It was a mistake in programming.
Right. But see, what a lot of people don't know is they go on these websites, and every website that you click, everything that you do through Google or any search engine, it goes into a database. So the NSA does know who you are. They know who you are, and they know what you represent. And they know who you represent. So the thing of it is that when people, there's a lot of people that's so worried about this guy, you know, the hearings that was happening last week and jumping up and down, he's going to jail. Look, some people aren't going to jail, man. Stop chasing, you know, as TLC, stop chasing waterfalls, because that's all you're doing. You know, it's nothing you can, you know, it's amazing how us as conservatives are doing so much stuff within the movement. That's not even irrelevant. It's not even relevant what they're doing. It is just, it's sad to sit back and watch. I've called some names, but I'm not going to call any names because I'm a lot more classier person than that. Plus, I don't deal with those type of people to begin with anyway. Not to down anyone, but we're all in this for different reasons. I'm in it for one reason, and they're in it for another. I'm not in it for money. I'm not in it for prestige. I'm in it for our children and the sovereignty of this country, and to preserve it as much as we can. But we're in a losing battle. I, there's a lot of people, even with Anna, I've talked to her about the same thing too. And, you know, we're in a battle that we probably will never win. But damn it, you gotta give it a try. You know, you gotta give it a college try or whatever. Even if you got people within your own movement that's working against you, or to have other aspirations or things of what they're trying to do within the movement instead of something positive instead of trying to make a buck.
Yeah, you don't really believe though, that we never win. We're gonna cause them aggravation. I like what's going on. I'm gonna talk about it later on, how they're trying to stack the deck on the Supreme Court. You know, they're talking about if they ever get power again, they're gonna put 11 people on the Supreme Court. They think they're gonna even it out. It's like more of them is gonna make it better. Look at history. It doesn't work that way. It never has worked that way.
Well, the only problem about what I have you saying, I don't want anybody to think that I'm a bad news, but I've always been a person that I deal with what the facts are, and I deal with what I've seen with my own two eyes, not what I've heard through someone else's mouth. And we are so far behind the eight ball because our civilian agencies, you know, it's almost like a game of the Lucy and the Lucy holding the football, and we run to go kick the football, and she already pulling the football before we even get our foot raised. The thing of this is that we're not educating people. We're not doing anything that's educational. We're doing more activism than we are doing. We're activists. We're not educators. And that's what the issue is. And that's why we're behind the eight ball. And we're behind the eight ball because a lot of these people are in our schools, in our civilian agencies, the law enforcement. And let me tell you something. That's a lot of power there. And we're able to, and with the TV networks, that's a lot of power that's behind the scenes that people don't see. So we can do a lot where we are at, but we're going to need a lot of people, a lot more people to unify and to have some unity with what's going on. Because what we have is, and you know, me and you have talked about it off air, and we've all talked about it together, me, Anna, and a lot of us in this movement. And, you know, it's just, you know, everyone is doing their own thing. And you can't have that when you're trying to fight a force as big as the force that's before us, and that's like the fake news, the national media, and then you have the government that's really more liberal than it is conservative.
Well, listen, you know, you're only saying that. I got to tell you, so you understand, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You're only saying that because you have masculine traits. Now, a recent study called "Raising Doubt: Letters of Recommendation for Academia." Gender differences and their impact basically says, real simple, it says that a new study says that masculine traits give male professors, now put that together, masculine traits give male professors an advantage over their female colleagues when it comes to letters of recommendation. I'm thinking, okay, how does that work? But when you read the article, right, it says that because males are writing the reference letters for other males, it's that whole masculine. Well, what do you want them to do? They're masculine. That means male. They're going to have masculine traits. Unless you want to, what do they say? Unless you want to turn them into, what did Schwarzenegger call them? Girly boys? I mean, seriously.
Well, not
correct anymore, I know.
Mm-hmm. Well, what I'll say is that a man, when a boy, you know, same way they come in the service. You come in as a boy, you leave as a man, an honorable man. And the thing of it is that a lot of men out here are still boys because of the way society is. That what you're talking about is a sociological experiment.
Yeah.
That's all that is. That's just based upon a graph and this and that. It's not based upon real life situation. Real life situation is you have to allow the man. First, the man has to want to take charge.
Right.
That's how you know you have a leader. The leader wants to take charge, and he has the correct attributes to do that. The thing of it is that when people allow these men to take charge of the situation, then it's like, because we live in a feminist society, where feminism, you know, we have a lot of people that's feminist, they want to downgrade a man to go back to being a boy. So that's why we have these situations where we have a lot of people, they want you to be, you know, the name you just called or whatever. I mean, I have another name for him, but I can't really
you can't.
Call it on your show because this is a PG show. But soon in September, we won't have to do that because we'll be able to say whatever we want to say on SiriusXM. But I just want to get that plug anyway, Corey and Anna Fran show. But
yeah,
anyway,
tell them because we're done, you know. So how do they find you real quick? Real quick, fast.
Corey Duncan 45 Outlook.com. Corey Press Duncan on Twitter. Thank you for having me. Everyone, God bless and have a good weekend. Yeah. Stay warm.
Always good to have Corey with us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Look, we're going to have our economic whiz on. David Fisher will be on in the next hour. We'll talk a little bit about Scott Pruitt. A lot more coming up. Heat up your coffee and come on back. Really, don't screw up.